You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Cheryl White takes us back to the year 1587 and examines the term Advocatus Diaboli, or the Devil's Advocate.
There is a fascinating field of study right in our own vocabularies, words and expressions we use all the time, but expressions which we might not know the origin of. One of these is an interesting term we consider today. Anyone who has ever heard the popular term devil's advocate likely understands that the term means to speak for the opposition, to take a position against the popular one being espoused, or as we often use it, in a helpful way, to say to another, "Let me be the devil's advocate," as if to say we want someone to see all sides of an issue that they might otherwise be blinded to. Yet this is a term that has a fascinating origin. Back in the 16th century, its origin is in the Roman Catholic Church, specifically during the papacy of Pope Sixtus V. In 1587, the term of Advocatus Diaboli, or Devil's Advocate, was given to one of the most important officials in the hierarchy of the Church. The title was reserved for one individual, usually a canon lawyer, who served on the Sacred Congregation of Rites, the body that heard cases for the beatification of individuals, and the final causes for the canonization of saints. Prior to the 16th century, these causes were often left to the discretion of local bishops, but in the wake of the Council of Trent and the post-Protestant reaction, the Church consolidated and centralized the process. The devil's advocate, also officially styled promoter of the faith or promotor fidei, was that one individual on the commission charged with making a case against beatification or canonization. His job was to present as much negative information as possible, anything that could potentially discredit or disqualify a person from sainthood. He was called upon to give written testimony about the person's character and life, but only that which was disparaging and critical. Although it mattered not how insignificant or trivial the evidence might seem, such was always introduced into the official proceedings. Therefore, the facts presented by the devil's advocate were always to oppose the cause of canonization. The background for understanding this lies with a greater need for rigor within the Church. The 16th century witnessed the first use of something like this during the pontificates of Leo X and Clement VII, both popes who dealt with the intellectual impact of Protestantism. Although not formalized until 1587, there is indication that a devil's advocate was used as far back as 1524 with the beatification of St. Lawrence Justinian. In that record appears a disputation of the saint's character made by the Advocatus Diaboli. And to be clear, presenting evidence against the cause of a saint was not new even to that age. But this office became, yes, official, and its title formally recognized in the historical context of the 16th century. Pope St. John Paul II diminished the office in the mid-1980s and eliminated this official title, but the process today still invites the introduction of contradictory testimony. Of course, at some point through the centuries, the term devil's advocate made its way into our common parlance, something we now use frequently, even conversationally. And although most of us would not claim to be advocating for the devil, the balance of viewpoint afforded to a friend, a colleague, or a family member is sometimes welcome, often necessary. To this day, the term implies that there is always another perspective out there, and one that needs to be exposed or heard.
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.